Hey, Michelle.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere.
Dang, good.
We're at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2026 at the Plano Center. Plano Center.
That's your cue.
Let me hear from you.
See, Gordon shows up and the seats fill back up.
By the way, thank you to P1 Miyasso, who is the greatest P1 baker that we know, that made us these yummy lemon cookies that are just...
They're so good.
The bomb. They're so good.
They're so
Everything
good.
She makes is great.
I'm not going to be buzzing here in a second.
They're not laced with anything?
No, they're. No. I guarantee you they are.
No, they're not.
These are for Corby.
And only Corby. Make sure kids don't get near these.
All right. We got a big, big time for you out here today, Vague. Roundtable's around 5:30, but they're probably starting now. Let's be honest.
We're going to do great white audio. I just dumped it into Slack.
Awesome.
All right.
Boy, what a treat at 5:15. This is going to be great. But first, we stop down for this. Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, live for your entertainment, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you, Plano. Thank you, Ticket Stock.
Can I sit in on this?
Yeah, you are absolutely welcome. It's like Rant Revival 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Rant Revival tomorrow afternoon as well.
Do we really?
Yeah. Like what, 4:30 or something?
Do we? Yeah. I'm all in.
All right.
You sound it.
Glad you read the memo. Eric Dane has passed away at the age of 53. He died yesterday. And he is a well-known actor. He was diagnosed last year with Lou Gehrig's disease, a.k.a. ALS.
Yeah. Wait a second.
And so,
didn't Lou Gehrig also die of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Simple Corby.
So,
what are the odds?
His career kind of bookended by two of his most well-known roles. Dr. Mark Sloan on Grey's Anatomy, also known as McSteamy. They had McSteamy and McDreamy.
McDreamy's a different guy than McSteamy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he also was Cal Jacobs on Euphoria. He was one of the dads on Euphoria.
I still have never seen Euphoria because I think it would make me too nervous.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the show. You know how every TV show makes George nervous?
Yeah.
I feel Euphoria is the one that I could handle the least.
But weird ones make George nervous.
Yeah, I know.
Like Sanford and Son.
He should stay away from Marty Supreme if he doesn't like being nervous.
So his family put out a statement. They said that he spent his final days surrounded by dear friends, his devoted wife, and two beautiful daughters who were the center of his world. Throughout his journey with ALS, he became a passionate advocate for awareness and research, determined to make a difference for others facing the same fight. And so... He's like our age, 53.
Yeah.
He went to high school in the Bay Area and then moved to L.A. right after high school to pursue acting. And so in the 90s, he got his start playing bit parts in all of the shows. He was on Saved by the Bell, The Wonder Years, Roseanne, Married with Children, just doing, you know, walk-on roles, whatever. And then he hit it big in 05. That was the first time that he was McSteamy in season 2 of Grey's Anatomy, which is still on the air.
Unbelievable.
In production.
Yeah. So his character was not supposed to be a recurring character, but everyone loved it so much that he became a regular in season 3 and then remained on the show until season 8.
Why did he leave? Did they kill him off, or did he want to leave?
They wrote him off, but then he came back a couple of different times, including season 17.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a great
time. I don't remember you announcing that he had ALS. I don't remember that story.
Yeah, you kind of failed us there, Dave.
Yeah.
I can't remember if that made E! News or not.
It should.
Well, I think I had it in the stack.
He calls himself a newsman.
I think I had it in the stack, and it got cut for time a couple times. So I beg your pardon.
I'm sure that'll be a comfort to his family.
To the family of Eric Dane. But here's something unusual is that...
ALS sounds bad.
ALS is one of the creepiest ones to me.
Yeah, because your mind is still there, but your body can't function anymore.
Except Stephen Hawking somehow lived to 103 with it.
And could do like the half pipe.
Yeah, I think those are AI, Dave.
So he did a taping of Netflix's famous last words in November of last year.
Don't tell Dave. Don't spoil it.
And
what is famous last words?
I guess it's some interview show on Netflix with people who are near death. And so
I need to get on that show.
He understood that the interview would only be released after he died, so he died yesterday and it was released today.
Creepy show.
I know, right? And so he used it to share some wisdom with his daughters. His daughters, Billy and Georgia, 15 and 13, they are with his wife, Rebecca Gayhart. They were estranged, but I think they kind of came back together a little bit as he was fighting through ALS.
She supermodel?
No, she was Felicity.
Oh, she played Felicity?
Yeah, right?
I don't know. Felicity Huffman played Felicity.
What was Rebecca Gayhart? What was her show?
You're so wrong.
Huh? I know, but she was on.
She was on a
WB show, wasn't she?
No. 90210, this woman's name. Okay.
I don't know.
Do newsmen usually get yelled
because
at this much during their
news segments?
Do you think,
on Channel 4, the camera guy is yelling constantly at Steve Eager?
No.
They lost the game.
Well, I just want to step in here as somebody who's never seen Felicity, but that's Coppell's Carrie Russell, right?
Yeah, that's Carrie Russell.
Okay, but they both had
curly
hair.
She's from Coppell?
They both had curly hair.
Yeah.
Who played Marco on Felicity?
There was no Marco. Those were twins.
Oh, those are Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah.
who were involved with Marco.
Yes, Marco!
Felicity!
No, he said Felicity at one time, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe Marco was on both shows.
I need to break up with you.
She was in.
Because I got AIDS.
Rebecca Gayhart was in Scream 2, so that's close enough.
That is like
yeah,
close.
You nailed
that's,
it.
That's
Dave.
Almost the same.
It took Dave an hour to come up with that.
So one of the things that he said in this interview, he said to his daughters, he's addressing his daughters, and he says, "For years I've been wandering around mentally and lost in my head for long chunks of time, wallowing and worrying in self-pity, shame, and doubt. I've replayed decisions, second-guessed myself. I shouldn't have done this. I should have done that. No more. Out of pure survival, I'm forced to stay in the present. I don't want to be anywhere else. The past contains regrets. The future remains unknown. You have to live now. The present is all you have. Treasure it and cherish every moment."
Well said.
Amen.
So, well said.
Yeah, so that's his final words to his kids, and wise words.
Don't applaud Dave for that, though.
Well, no. I'm not taking credit.
You are. You're trying to take credit from an ALS guy, and that's about as low as you can get.
We do have a cause of death for rapper Lil Papa.
All right.
He's missing some letters in his first name.
He died Wednesday at the age of 25, given name Janarius Michael Wheeler. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, Corby.
Well, how did they not know that before?
Well, they just released it.
Oh, okay.
They just released it. So, only 25, but he had
Corby
already...
Corby had the cops suspecting a bear attack.
Yeah.
He had already put out 5 albums, and so he got signed in 2018 due to his song Purple Hearts. It was about his struggle after surviving a drive-by shooting.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's from the streets.
That's what my first acoustic number was
and
about.
At that point, he's 17. Mm-hmm.
And then five days before he took his own life, he released his last song, Out of Town Bay.
Okay, is he called...
What is that about?
Is he called Little Papa because he was a young father or a small father?
I don't know.
Probably small father.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Like Tyrion. What?
He wasn't a father.
Tyrion wasn't a father, was he?
He didn't have kids.
Well, he's small.
Okay.
True.
Yeah, you're half right.
Like him.
He was little Tyrion.
Yeah.
Little Tyrion.
Midget.
Brooke Hogan.
Geez.
The daughter of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, now wasn't there a confusing time where Hulk Hogan was rubbing her down with oil? Remember that?
What?
I think
there was some paparazzi photos.
I think the more confusing time was when she was dating cowboy Phil Costa.
That's true. Yes.
I can't believe you remember that.
Hulk Hogan was rubbing oil on Phil Costa?
Uh-huh.
So Hulk Hogan died in July of 2005 at the age of 71.
Really? Hit the breaking news sounder.
Well, it was a while back.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Look, right here.
So Brooke,
that's Hulk Hogan rubbing oil on his daughter.
On her booty.
And that's her posterior.
The booty.
DJ had it in an unmarked folder on his desktop.
I had it ready to go.
Look at how impossibly tan Hulk Hogan is.
Why is that your wallpaper, DJ?
All right.
That's his contact photo.
What if she said there was no one else? She didn't feel comfortable with the pool boy or whoever was running the cabana.
Yes.
So you got to ask your dad.
Dad, will you rub baby oil on my buttocks?
I don't know that she talks that way, but... Yeah.
I wonder
if
that made Phil Costa mad.
Look at that. Jeez.
Yeah.
Did he get a stray index finger?
Yeah.
Dave?
He snaked a ring finger.
So,
he wore the Sphinx like a wedding band.
God.
So, she began having an estranged relationship with Hulk 2 years before he died because...
That's worded strangely to me.
Wait.
She began having an estranged relationship
their
with
Their relationship became estranged.
Okay, better.
Whatever. 2 years before he died because of his relationship with his latter wife, Skye Daly. And so she is not part of his will at all.
Skye Daly?
No, Brooke Hogan.
Okay.
So she is looking at ways to start earning some extra money.
Oh, no.
And so she went on Instagram asking her fans' opinion whether or not she should start selling pictures of her feet.
Mm.
So she posted a screenshot from WikiFeet. Have you been on that, DJ?
Not lately.
And
she
showed that on WikiFeet that Brooke Hogan has a 4.97 out of 5 rating for her feet.
We need to go to Ticky Feet and see who's got the best foot at the ticket.
Do you think it's EA?
I've heard about this Wiki Feet thing.
What if you gave EA like 6 months to improve his foot?
Do you think
not bad?
Do you think you could identify EA's foot?
Yes,
yes.
Five ticket
it's all
feet,
cloven,
These are. These are unmarked feet.
Right.
You got 5 shots of ticket personnel.
Who has the goutiest feet at the ticket?
And one's EA.
Yeah.
She's not bad.
Like his foot is literally snoring.
He has snore foot?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of want to do this now.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing before we get to Great White Audio is Evan Dando, the singer of Lemonheads.
Yeah, what's that one song?
Now, it's important to remember.
It's a shame about Ray.
The unmarked ticket feet.
Way bigger than that.
These aren't going to be cowboy cheerleader feet. These are going to be other ticket hosts.
Yeah,
so you
I'm
might
in.
Not be able to get EA.
I'm in.
Okay.
Donnie getting applause.
All right.
Well, Daddy and George on either side.
Donnie
of it.
Just did a walk-on and got more applause than I have all day.
Jeez, brother.
Yeah.
Just hit me in the face.
Anyway, Evan Dando's in trouble because he sent
you in the face?
He sent DMs of himself wanking to fans. And so
Do you know the Lemonheads? What's
the Mighty Mighty Lemonheads, right?
Ham,
what's their name?
I don't mean to bust your balls about Spotify or Jay, whoever's there right now.
Play Cool the Engines.
Whatever non-me is back there right now.
If you can play the Lemonheads' most popular song on the Spotify. All right, now play the one after this that's not a cover. Yeah.
I know a place where we can go.
So he was sending wank videos?
Yeah, so he would get messages from fans, female fans. Like one fan sent him a DM after he put out a new record, the first Lemonheads record in 20 years. Like, congrats on the new record. It's great.
Well, if somebody sent me a BM, I would definitely feel free.
No.
And then so he would reply and say thanks.
That would be an odd response too if someone did send you one of those.
And then he would
later. This is what they want in return.
Then he would later in the middle of the night send them a video of himself pleasuring himself. Mm. And then the next morning he would send another DM saying, "Thanks, I really needed that."
Yeah, that sounds like year two Bob, to be quite honest.
And two.
So his
when he was working nights under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So his wife.
I really need this. So
he currently lives in Brazil with his wife.
Oh no, he's married.
Yeah. And so she says that he has been hospitalized for mental health treatment.
Ah, yes.
Way to go, Bob.
That he had been struggling with heavy drinking and prescription drug abuse. He had seriously, or previously been a serious heroin addict back in the day.
There, now you happy you left?
But that he's been having a serious mental health episode, and that more fans have come forward saying, yeah, he sent me these same kind of videos.
Maybe he's just using the same one over and over again. Maybe they're not.
No, I think he's giving everybody fresh content.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how old is he? He's got to be 60 something.
And it ends with egg whites going down the camera
screen. God.
Jeez.
65, maybe?
His age is not in this story,
I
can't tell you.
1,000,000% sure he's in his 60s.
But yeah, so he was just in New York for he did an appearance on Jimmy Fallon, and then he did an NPR Tiny Desk concert. Hmm. But they are not going to release that Tiny Desk concert because he was so out of his mind, wasted. So everyone pray for Evan Dando.
Wow. Get rid of her.
He crashed through
the
dust.
In 3 minutes, it's the most special anniversary, one of the most that the rant has ever had.
What?
We'll see who really was at fault next.
Ticket. 520. Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm. Ticket Stock 2026. It's the Hard Line for one more segment with our good friend Gordon Keith.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And on this day, the tragic anniversary of the Great White Concert accident.
The station, the venue was called The Station. It was in Rhode Island, and I believe it held a couple of hundred people. It was a smaller venue, and it went up in flames sometime.
It was too small for pyrotechnics, but that didn't stop Great White.
Yeah. Very strange that they had pyro in clubs on that tour. I'm sure they did the same thing every single time, and they said that it went up like lighting a match on a bunch of hay, just completely engulfed the place, and 100 people pass away.
I thought more even.
Was it?
Yeah. I take it you didn't read up on this event before you.
Well, it was 25 years ago.
Segment, but okay.
And
I'm going off memory.
For some reason, the number 100 sticks in my head.
The thing I remember most about the tragedy was that I survived.
Wow, I'm going to walk that back and say Corby's exactly right. 100.
Anybody want to apologize?
Even.
Anyone?
No, I think they rounded.
Anyone? Okay.
96 died on the scene. 4 more at the hospital.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. So, it happened on a Friday night, and then they asked us to come in the next morning on Saturday to cover the event.
It's not true. We already had a scheduled remote at a car dealership.
Now, I was asking the question, is this what got us banned from remotes, or was there something else that got us banned from remotes?
I remember this.
There was a time, I think, where we were banned from remotes. Did we ever do any more ever again?
I don't know. Huh. I don't know.
Well, so what are the, before we hear the audio, what are the mysteries we're looking to uncrack?
Well, there's only one. I mean, yes, it's the beginning of Simple Corby, but I was wrong, as I so often am. I asked a very pertinent question, or maybe set the scene, and then I was made fun of.
Okay, where did it happen?
Rhode Island.
Okay, where?
At the station.
And
I've already
been
over
the
this.
City?
Providence.
No. West Warwick.
Okay.
And what year?
That's what we were debating. I'd say 2000.
It's 22 years ago today, I think. Or 20.
2003?
2003.
Yeah, okay, right. 23 years ago today.
There you go.
Fourth deadliest nightclub fire in U.S. history.
Yeah.
Deadliest firework accident in U.S. history. So I guess the Pierre Paul one didn't take as many lives.
No, it took a finger.
Oh.
Yeah.
His first name was not Pierre.
Jeez, Pierre Paul.
All right, so here we are 23 years ago trying to do a radio show for you, America, and this is how it unfolded.
I don't think that's the real point of the story, though, Dave, is to what Jack Russell was named after.
Well, I'm going
to
launch an investigative report into that aspect of the story.
Well, I guess we need to cover all aspects.
You know, those people who are up front screaming and yelling and having a good time, they're dead. Those people
that's
that you
the most
see,
astute point I've ever heard on this, Corby.
Those people you see up there having a good time or whatever, you see that fire back there and they're just up there, those people are gone.
Dude, like 2 days ago, they were like breathing.
Yeah, right, and then they have, like, this fire, and then they're, like, not alive anymore. I don't know about dead, but they're not alive anymore. Well, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it?
I mean, like, when people catch on fire, it's like they can't live anymore.
Yeah, it's like people are flammable on that day they were. Those are some good points for me. thank goodness we have you here.
So, like,
Why are you laughing at that?
Are you regretting adding him to the show now?
So. Yes. So, like, I need him for that kind of obvious points. Those obvious points.
1 minute, he's sitting there, rocking.
Yeah,
and the
Corby.
Next minute, no more. No more rocking.
You have rocked your last rock.
Hey, at least they went out rocking.
I can't believe you're laughing at this tragic story. Okay, so, and what's really creepy is, you know, I saw one shot where they were showing the parking lot. You know, the parking lot's still filled with cars. It's all these dead people's cars still out there,
dude,
still parked.
That is trippy.
Don't you go dumb on me too, Dave. Come on.
Who's gonna rekey all those cars and move them?
Because a car needs a driver.
Dude, all I hope is I hope they were all stoned.
All right. Corby, please just start thinking about what you say before you say it, okay?
What did I say to bring all this on me?
They were, like, alive and having fun. And then they're, like, not alive. And then they're having not fun. That's what you said. Yeah, and a lot of these were, you know, it'll be like a couple, like a young married couple or something like that. I mean, this destroyed, like, whole groups of friends.
Who's going to trim their baby's rat tail?
Come on.
It's unfortunate. All right, and Corby was making the interesting point of that the people who were alive that are now dead, that how weird that is.
I said it was weird because those are the people that you see in that video, just like going, huh, what's going on? Those are the people that are dead. It wasn't like, they were alive, and now they're dead. That's not what I was saying.
Does God have a plan? It all seems so random,
yet so real. So anyway, the writer.
It's unbelievable. Isn't it amazing how little sense of urgency we had on that show?
I know.
It sounds like people who don't know they're on the air to me.
Yeah, I know. I completely agree.
But that was I believe that is the birth of Simple Corby, right?
Yes.
We didn't do Simple Corby before
No,
then.
No. That was absolutely the first time that, and we didn't call him Simple Corby until much later.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Bob coined that term, didn't he?
But I don't know why. I wish we had that. But you owe me an apology.
Yeah, he brought up the cars,
you brought
not
up
you.
The car. You're like, the cars, they don't have anyone to take them home.
Well, okay, but who brought up the cost of rekeying the cars? Was that me, too?
No, that was me.
Okay, see, that's on Dave.
Yeah, so you guys are just as idiotic.
Well, his concern was the cost of rekeying them all.
In fairness to Gordon,
Jeez.
He was channeling you and bringing up that possibility.
Right.
These cars are now so lonely. Who will feed them?
Every car needs a driver.
Extremely poor taste.
So I'm with you, Bob. You and I are the only ones on the side that it's poor taste.
So we did learn.
I actually went to Dan Bennett when I got into the station.
You probably did.
At some point, we were talking about this, and I don't know why it came up, but we learned that young Lando was driving around with his dad, and his dad was thoroughly offended by this. Isn't that right, Lando?
Really?
Yeah, we would always listen to The Ticket. He heard that segment. He changed the channel real quick, goes, those people died. It's not funny. And I swear, 5 minutes later, we were back on The Ticket.
Just kind of The Ticket in a nutshell, right, yeah. Think about it.
I can't quit you.
But he made them serve a two-minute minor.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, it was a five-minute major.
On another song on a radio station.
We're sorry, Lando, that we offended you and your father. Were you just as offended?
I might have been laughing.
Were you a big Great White fan?
No.
Okay, but the only person who really violated the sanctity of those people and the tragedy of their death is Dave with the rat tail comment.
Yeah.
The rest of those jokes were making fun of Corby.
I will apologize for the rat tail comment.
And I was being...
Thank you. I've been waiting for
here,
that.
Let me make a couple jokes about orphans real fast.
I mean, if anyone could, it would be me.
And I was actually
I'm the only one of us that's a fake kid.
I was sympathetic.
You're an orphan, so you can make jokes about
orphans.
He does
have that loophole, that escape
hatch. I hate that he has that loophole.
Technically not an orphan, just adopted.
I was being sympathetic toward those people and their families when I got attacked unfairly.
No, how?
Because I was in awe that we're sitting there watching video of them, and then all of a sudden they're gone.
Well, I don't understand the awe of it. You didn't think that pre-dead people could actually be captured on videotape? You thought that they just wouldn't show up like they're Draculas or something?
Yeah, because...
Pre-dead people.
Because later at the compound, many, many years later, he was talking about past people.
Yeah.
Right, I forgot the term death, and I called them past people.
Past people.
Yeah, that when you see images of past people, it's creepy.
Yeah, so...
Were they really ever alive?
The scene from the movie where he put the video in and he hit play on the VCR and they're all gone.
They're all gone. Like,
That's just an empty
club.
They never appeared at the concert. Mm-hmm.
But that was the first day that I had any concept of death.
Yep. You at the age of 33.
Wait. How old were they?
I'm so sorry. Nobody's enjoying this. No. We should move on. We need to move on.
Everyone's really creeped out. All right. Round tables begin next.
And that's when he learned... He would enjoy every concert like it was his last.
That's right. Yes.
But I'll never go to a Great White show.
Wow.
Again.
Two reasons. Number one, their music sucks. And number two, they kill everyone.
Every time.